For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
NXT Spring Break-In. This is the Wrestling Inc. podcast. Glenn here with George talking about Spring Break-In Night 1. Hey, we got a new NXT champ. And the WWE draft is coming up. What will this mean for NXT? Sure, people want to know about Raw. Sure, people want to know about SmackDown. But if you're us here on the Wink podcast, NXT, who's leaving? Who's arriving? And is there a mega crossover event brewing, or is it all fantasy booking in my head? We'll talk about all that and more on tonight's Wrestling Inc. podcast. George, before we hop into the Spring Break-In part one, next week is Spring Break-In 2 Electric Boogaloo. Before we hop into it, what's going on in the news?
What's going on is the one that kind of dominated today, pretty much any time where somebody gets released, that usually kind of dominates the day. Usually we're accustomed to maybe multiple releases in a day, but today we only heard about one, and that's Cameron Grimes got released earlier today. It was reported, and then he posted up on a video on all his social media, pretty much thanking the WWE, obviously appreciative, very emotional he was. He told a touching story about being able to tell his father that he was signing a WWE contract with, obviously tugged on a lot of heartstrings, and really wanted you to root for him. Obviously, Trevor Lee, he went by the Indies, I think this is his real name as well, did great things before he was in WWE, and I predict he's going to be doing great things post-WWE. He's a guy that, if you go to his Instagram page, you'll see the video that he posted, and you'll see nothing but love from all kinds of superstars, whether it's WWE, TNA, AEW, just pure love for this guy. And obviously, like, unfortunate, but also can't wait to see what the future holds for him, because again, sky's the limit for some of these guys. And just to kind of go on and on, we've seen guys like Cody, Drew, Cardona, like so many guys that got released from the WWE or maybe asked for their release and went on to do greater things. And again, who's to say that that can't be Trevor Lee?
Well, George, not to correct you, but the sky's not the limit, because he is going to the moon.
That's right.
On the indies. How did WWE mess this up, right? I mean, so in NXT, great feud with LA Knight involved Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man. Had a great story with him. One of the great theme songs.
I liked it.
In WWE history. Not just recent, like of all time. up there for me.
Top with, 50.
Somebody better call my... Yeah, with Somebody Better Call My Mama. They're both of those in the top 10. Then he goes to the main roster, and they've got him looking like a kid from 1987 posing for a school photo in an alligator shirt and with nicely combed hair. And here's the failure. Bitcoin and crypto is making a huge comeback in recent months.
I hope so.
And they can't figure out a way to capitalize on this with Cameron Grimes. I am shocked. I think he is a victim of timing, because he was there where, oh, Triple H is in charge. Oh, psych. No, he's not. And then he's in charge again. And I think he just got derailed, lost in the shuffle. And just shame on WWE for not being able to make this work.
I will say this, and not that there's a silver lining and somebody getting released. Obviously, it's always unfortunate. You never want to hear some of these guys lose their jobs. But this is going to sound really bad. At least it's not people that are being used on TV. Because that was – listen. Because how – years ago, we would see people being released that are literally in the middle of a storyline. And you heard about reports, like, you know, the writers having a scramble. Oh, my God, what do we do now? Because they're not watching the product. They don't care about the product. They don't care about storylines. At least for some of these guys like Trevor Lee or Zion Quinn, some of these guys that got released in the last week or so, you know, it probably is the sake of we're not using them. So let's release it. Could cost whatever thing. So at least Trevor Lee has the opportunity to do, you know, things that he can do in the spotlight as opposed to just sitting on the sidelines.
Well, if they're on TV currently, they just have Tony D whack them off.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, as of now, Drew Gulak is still have a job. So, again, we'll probably hear more about that in the next week or so. But, yeah, just for now, the unfortunate news of Cameron Grimes being released. Another kind of interesting, at least for me, it was interesting, when WWE announced NXT Battleground will be held at the UFC Apex in Las Vegas, Nevada on Saturday, June 9th. Anybody that watches UFC knows that they have a lot of shows at this Apex, but it's not really heavy on the crowd, I guess you can say, which to me is very interesting because I really want to know how they're going to do a wrestling show that's really heavily focused on, you know, crowd interaction. At the same time, I say this because they were able to convert a training facility into a normal NXT facility. So maybe they're going to do a lot of creativity as far as being able to have crowds in there. But I'm for one cannot wait to see how they're going to present this show from the Apex.
So I live in Vegas. I was very excited for this, and then I started reading about it and about how UFC fans hate going to shows at the Apex. It's not an exciting venue to watch. It only holds a few hundred people. There was maybe it was Brandon Thurston, somebody reported that they were applying to Clark County to try and get if they could do, maybe 500 more people in the venue to do something for NXT. And then I was like, oh, maybe I'll go and buy tickets. And they want, for the priority ones, you have to put down like a non-refundable deposit, get on the list for tickets for that. So I got on the second one. I don't know if I'm getting press access. I don't know what's happening, but I really want to go see this because NXT is going to be in my city. Want to do some interviews. I want to ask Tony D how bad is organized crime if professional wrestling is where his focus is. I've got questions for the NXT roster and hopefully I'll get them answered at Battleground. But no, I think it's exciting. And what's interesting is I'm already seeing people speculating and saying, you know, might make more sense for WWE to pack up that performance center and move it to Las Vegas.
Ooh, that's interesting. I remember back when Bischoff was rumored to be taking over WCW in 2001, he was thinking about having just shows on a weekly basis, having Nitro there.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty cool. My question for you is, because I know you're a Vegas resident, what do you think of all these rumors of WrestleMania 41 being in Las Vegas? Do you think there's any merit? Have you heard anything? Have you kept your ear on whether or not it's going to be in Vegas next year?
Look, everybody, I mean, according to Undertaker, apparently it's happening. You know, ear to the ground, right? But no, I think that Las Vegas is excited for it. Here's the thing that I've learned living in Vegas. It's absolutely true. Las Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world. They're trying to become the sports capital of the world. We've got, you know, in addition to football, a baseball team incoming. Got a WNBA team with a great sell-through rate. Even pre-Caitlin Clark, back-to-back championships, Golden Knights hockey, Silver Knights selling out, a professional women's volleyball team. Mm-hmm. I was there for their only home game win of the season. Like, Vegas wants to be the sports entertainment capital. What is more sports entertainment than WrestleMania? I think it makes all the sense in the world, and I hope it happens. I mean, the great thing about living in Las Vegas is that when you want it, the strip is close by and you could go and you can revel and you could do everything. But when you want to avoid it, it's so easy to, because it's all contained to that area. You know, everyone can fly here for a reasonable amount. There's almost an unlimited supply of hotel rooms. Yeah. You could drive. Like, why not Vegas is the question. for WrestleMania. It should be her every year.
I went to Vegas, not the last time I went to Vegas, obviously, but in 2007, I went to Vegas for the NBA All-Star Weekend. I didn't go for the All-Star Weekend. I went because friends were going, and it happened to be the All-Star Weekend, and I absolutely hated it. There was too many traffic. I'm not really big on, like I'll go to a club here and there, but it was like $40 or $50 to get into the club. And
Going to clubs, George? I mean, you don't hear much about wrestling fans going to clubs.
Yeah. I mean, I you live and you learn, because I've always been like, I'm not cheap, but I like to know where my money's going.
Sure.
And I wasn't a fan of paying $40, $50 to go to a club where it's like, what am I getting in return? What's the return on investment on whatever it is. So it kind of kind of put things in perspective as far as like what I need to spend my money on more. Like, what am I going to get? Am I guaranteed to get a couple girls' phone numbers, whatever, you know?
There's propositions left and right, but sorry, that's local Vegas humor.
Not wrong.
No, I think and apparently the Fountain Blue, like the popping off of the Fountain Blue lately. No, but here's the thing about Vegas. You could do Vegas on the cheap. You could do Vegas Ultra Lux. Like, this is why the city, in my opinion, is so great. Like, there's literally something for everyone. And
families, too. Because longest time, I was swearing up and down that Mania would never go to Vegas.
Yeah.
Because it's not necessarily a family town. But last time I went to, one of the last times I went to Vegas, there is a Vegas for children as well.
Oh yes, but start them young.
Yeah,
you know, they give the comps and get them hooked on the gambling. No, I think I'm a fan of being in Vegas, and there's so much more than just the Strip. There's so many places to stay, so much to do. I hope it happens, and I hope Tony D'Angelo is on the main roster, because I want the vignettes of Tony D in Las Vegas. I think that needs to happen.
I'm just curious if they're going to try to do anything at the Sphere.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the thing about the Sphere. Have you watched video from inside the Sphere?
I just saw that one clip that right after it opened.
I will barf if I go to the Sphere with all those moving images all around you and stuff. That's just too much. I think WWE, I could see them wanting to be the first non-music big thing that happens. That would be cool. But man, like, if you think the augmented reality and some of those other production tricks they've tried are over the top, like at the Sphere, I mean, they could really go all out. I think there's a lot they could do. I'm here for it, and I think if it doesn't happen next year, it's going to be sooner rather than later. This NXT event, though, is going to be very interesting. Could end up being quite pricey. I'm going to go. I don't know how many casuals they're going to get, though, because the UFC Apex, again, this is not something you could just go on Ticketmaster or Access and buy tickets to.
Yeah, I mean, if I can get some access, I wouldn't mind making the drive out there. It's only a 3.5-4 hour drive from where I'm at, so.
Well, yeah, and then you get to Prim, and you're like, I'm in Las Vegas, and it's like, no, you're not. You got 45 minutes to go.
You got the biggest gas station on the West Coast.
It's true.
Of NXT, though, obviously we're going to talk a little bit more about the show, as well as getting into our draft picks coming up, so stay tuned about that. But another report was backstage update on NXT star Trick Williams being called up to the main roster. Very interesting, like I said, considering how NXT ended. But there was talk about bringing him up, but it looks like those talks ended because they want him to be the face of NXT going forward, possibly with a potential feud against Dijak sometime soon. I think it was a little too soon for Trick Williams to be going up to the main roster. So I'm happy that he's staying. Obviously, they're not going to have him win the championship only for him to get called up on Friday or Monday. With that said, there was talk, and it looks like he's staying at least for a little bit longer now.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, also the word is that he's going to be the face of the brand with the CW move. Like, it's interesting, right? I wonder if Roxanne... We'll talk about this when we talk about our draft. So later tonight, folks, we're going to pick each three people we would like to see get called up and three people we'd like to see get called back to NXT. Stay tuned for that later in the show. But with Roxanne, I'm curious to see what's going to happen with her future and if a call-up is in the cards. Speaking of which, I guess we should probably dive right into it with NXT tonight. And that triple threat, Roxanne Perez, Lyra Valkyria, Tatum Paxley. Oh my God, what a fun opener tonight.
I could not have been more impressed with Tatum Paxley. I mentioned last week this is going to be her time to shine, and boy, was that an understatement. She looked so good. I really thought she was going to win the championship at the end. I was like, oh, they're going to have her win, and then Roxanne's going to get called up. But either way, like I'm totally impressed. I thought this was a great triple threat match. Great way to start the show. I'm not shocked that Roxanne won, but you know, it was a great finish. It was good. It kind of established a little bit more of her heel character. Obviously she still looks a little goody two shoes. So I'm glad that, she's proven more than whatever it is that she looks in terms of her attitude.
Yeah. Well, I think similar to Cora Jade, it's amazing how getting that heel edge gives you a little gravitas, but mm-hmm. I thought, Tatum tonight did such a good job. I wanted her to win, and I loved how they booked that finish where it seemed like Tatum was going to win, and then Roxanne rolled her up quickly for a pin.
You don't really see too many females beside a 450 as well, so kudos to her.
Yeah, the landing was a little not super crisp, but that's also could have been Lyra and how she not stabilized. I don't know, but it was cool. Super cool match. And Tatum is just an interesting character. I like the way they're doing it with her, and it's the championship that she's obsessed with. Mm-hmm. Like, this is not quite the single white female stalker angle that it originally seemed like it was going to be. They've done some stuff to change it up and make it interesting.
Yeah. I do predict, and I'll get into that later, but I do predict one of these females getting called up to SmackDown and Raw or SmackDown and Raw.
Yeah. It was cool though. I think that tonight, I mean, really good women's matches.
Overall. They usually do. NXT usually delivers. I think there hasn't been any kind of criticism, or I guess you can say, because there's always constructive criticism. There hasn't really been any negative criticism in terms of the NXT women's division in a very, very, very long time, and rightfully so.
Yeah. I mean, it's the best women's division of all of professional wrestling.
I agree.
Definitely get the most airtime. I know people break it down online, and in some cases, like up to 40 some odd percent. So,
and it's so normal too, where you don't feel like, they gave the women all this airtime, or they're giving them all these matches. It's like it just flows. Like, you don't even notice it. It's just like some of them have like a back to back to back to back segment of just all women, and I don't even think twice about it. So, it just goes to show that not only AEW, but Raw and SmackDown as well, so have a little ways to go in terms of catching up to this developmental brand for the women's division.
Yeah. So that was really cool tonight. I really, really enjoyed that. Let's see, what was next? Creed and Ivy Nile were back. Not a full Diamond Mine reunion, so I'm not gonna acknowledge it or recognize it.
I can't even remember like the OG, and I mean like the OG Diamond Mine.
Roderick Strong, like,
but it was like Tyler Rust,
Stokely,
some Asian guy. I forgot her. I forgot his name. But I do remember Tyler Rust was one of the original Diamond Mine for like a week or two.
So sorry, it's just reminding me we didn't talk about it. So Von Wagner got released also. Robert Stone's producing matches, according to backstage reports. He's
interesting.
Doing some stuff all hands. I wonder if Von is gonna, in kayfabe, take some time off to go for custody of his kids that Mr. Stone was raising.
Maybe. Did they ever acknowledge? Oh yeah, they did acknowledge it. He is a second generation star, son of Wayne Bloom, one of the Beverly Brothers. I think he was Bo Beverly. I'm kind of curious if he's gonna stick with it. He's still young. Honestly, just because we're here and this is the NXT show, I do think that Von Wagner, I don't think he was dealt the right hand from day one.
No.
Putting him in the main event of the first episode of NXT 2.0. First off, I want to say like NXT 2.0, I think, was like one of the worst first episodes ever. I don't feel shy in saying that. That first episode, I think it was just very hard to watch with all these new faces being forced on me without really having anybody develop.
But now I need to go back and look at this.
It was just like all these new people. And it's like, I get it. It's a new direction. But like, don't like, oh, here's this person. Here's that person. Like, it's all the negative criticism that we kind of talked about AEW in terms of like, there's no video package. It's like, wait, so who's Von Wagner? who's Bron Breakker and
yeah,
why
but
is he
dude,
not the Steiner
name? We got in the first NXT 2.0, we got the vignette hyping Tony D'Angelo.
That's true. But again, that wasn't the criticism. I mean, yeah, you're right.
I mean, like, so could it really have been all bad? No, I think that there was a lot that happened. You're right. There was heavy lifting. But no, I think with Vaughn, like, we're going to see this now. There's a lot of talent, and this is no disrespect to Vaughn. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of talent that was signed, and somebody signing it was like, oh, Vince and his boys on the main roster are going to be really high on this guy. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of talent signed in the Performance Center that was a thought.
Yeah, and he was drafted. He was drafted last year. He was one of those free agents, ended up going back to NXT. And even a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, they had Maxine Dupree before she was Maxine Dupree, before she was LA Knight's sister. She was involved in that storyline. And then
was she the therapist?
Up. She was just there.
Oh, okay.
She would just show up looking, you know, how she looks and just
looking how she looks.
Yeah, I don't know how else to say it.
Georgia Maxine Dupree's character, she shows up looking how she looks.
Well, I don't know.
More character than that.
Well, I mean, looking very attractive, I guess you can say. I didn't want to be that guy. Like, oh, here's that guy that's mentioning how attractive women are. But whatever. But yeah, she's looking how she looks. look on the positivity train. And then she just gets called up, and it's like, all right, well, I guess they're dropping that story. But again. At the end of the day, in summary, I just think Von Wagner got dealt a bad hand. I don't think it's his fault. I think everything we saw, it was fine. He worked well, so it's not like he was bad in the ring. I just think that there were a lot of stop and starts, and that wasn't his fault.
This is why I'm just worried about Tony D'Angelo. So, you know, they had the 6-man tag tonight with the family versus the No Quarter Catch crew. And wouldn't it have been brilliant if the No Quarter Catch crew would have had surprise and brought in two dimes and people would have been like, what? And they go like, because we're No Quarter. I would have popped. But I worry, and this applies to Von Wagner, if you're in the Heritage Cup scene, that's dangerous. You're on thin ice.
I still don't understand the rules.
Unless you're no one understands the rules. They just make them up, George. Okay. But unless you're Noam Dar and you're in the Heritage Cup scene, like, no bueno. Mm-hmm. Not good. But that match was good tonight. Exciting.
I was happy that I got to see a little bit more of Luca Crisafino. Like I feel like he needs some more in ring time. Not that he needs it. I'm saying I'm happy that I got to see it. I'm happy that he got at least some spotlight on him today.
Yeah, Tony looked like a beast. Tony should have got more in that match against Dragunov. They should have had him look stronger in defeat, because when Tony goes into beast mode, you believe it and you go, okay, this isn't just a gimmick.
He just looks the part too. He just looks like he belongs. Not just the mafia gimmick, but he just looks like he belongs in that ring. He just got this ring presence, this confidence, this aura about him that I can see going really far on the main roster.
Baron Corbin in a ball cap and a windbreaker looks like a third base coach.
He's a baby face now, right?
He is. It was just a different look for him. I'm used to seeing Baron like in the leather vest or in the suit or looking, but it was just like Baron Corbin on casual day. It was different, but I like this angle they said with him, Alexis King, and I like Baron saying, oh, that beard's fake.
They kind of mentioned it as if it's like a goodbye thing. Did they kind of say that? I wouldn't mind seeing Baron Corbin stick around for a little bit longer.
Yeah. I think he's great.
I honestly think he, is another guy that people don't realize how good he is in his role. I always thought he knocked that out of the park when he was on the main roster. He was a great heel. And I think we just kind of live in a time where people can't really appreciate a good old fashioned old school heel.
Sorry, I don't mean to go back to the match, but holy ass, have you seen this Luca Crucifino, the Crucifino Law website? this is good. We should talk about this. This is tangentially related to something that happened on the show. Mm-hmm. Here, let me present my screen here. This Crucifino Law, everybody. Legal expertise you can rely on. the chatbot. You wish you could afford the services of Luca Crucifino Esquire. There's a chatbot on this. This is great. You could sign up. Testimonials. from Stax Lorenzo. Not only did Luca Crucifino help me get all my charges dropped, he helped me cover restitution for wrongful imprisonment.
What is it? But I won't say. When a former executive made me cut my hair and my beard, Luca Crucifino got me $62 million in damages for age discrimination. Thank you, Luca. Your aces, Anonymous.
That's amazing. This is so good.
That's funny.
Yeah. I'd hire him. I'll hire him for my business.
Go Ruffalo, Dennis, and Chris. That's funny.
Yeah, this is some A-plus storytelling. I know we're all excited about the Wyatt Six and the return of Uncle Howdy, but come on. The Luca Crucifino, the D'Angelo family extended universe.
That's good. That's yeah. Really good.
Yeah. We got a vignette. I think we've seen these guys on Level Up for Tyreek and Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to see them on the main roster. I've watched them on Level Up. They're dominant.
It should be fun. Yeah. I mean, I need to see more of them. Obviously, I haven't really caught up on my Level Up. So yeah, I mean, anytime they kind of showcase you guys, I know, I'm sure HBK has them showcased for a good reason. So oh, yeah. I'm excited to see them.
So Jada Parker took on Fallon Henley and beat Fallon Henley.
If you tuned in last week, you'll know how much I'm all in Jada Parker. I think she's amazing. I think she's phenomenal. And anytime that she's on my screen, I make sure to put my phone down, put down the tweets, put down the Twitter, because I know she's going to be such a huge superstar. And I'm glad she got the win. I really thought that she's got a great future ahead of her, and I don't want to see her lose because I don't think she deserves to lose.
Isn't it amazing how OTM is becoming like her backup group?
Yeah. That's like, I thought it was all about Scripps at first. Is his name still Scripps, or is it back to being Reginald?
That's what they call him in the streets, George. Okay. It's been called Scripps his entire life.
Oh, short for prescription. Oh, interesting.
Maybe we don't know. I don't know.
But yeah, and she did it with kind of losing her hair at the end. Mm. So kudos to her.
Good promos we saw backstage. Thea Hale and then JC Jane cutting a promo. That match is gonna slap next week. That'll be good.
We got our wish.
Yeah, it's happening.
The big one-on-one match on a big platform.
I'm gonna be on a plane at that time next week, but maybe I can watch it on my phone. So we had a lot of people stopping by, a lot of alumni tonight to wish Trick well. It was kind of funny, though, because some of it was like, oh, you got the Creed brothers. Oh, you got Tyler Bate. What, did he leave like a phone charger there? He was just there like a month ago. But when JD McDonough showed up, I was just kind of like, okay, you're pushing a little bit on NXT alumni that people are going to pop for. Gargano is great, but come on. Like, let's be real.
Do you remember that interview that Paul Heyman did with Ariel Helwani like 12, 13 years ago? He was talking about how if he was running TNA, he'd get rid of all the veterans except for like one. Mm-hmm. And then, but he would use the veterans in a way where it's like, oh, you know, they would show up to TNA and be like, hey, what are you here for? Oh, I'm here to watch Spear Money against the Motor City Machine Guns. And he just kept going on and on about, you know, things like that. And I'm like, yeah, this was exactly that. This was exactly what that is, where you had a bunch of guys that, you know, obviously are, thank you for your time. You were great on NXT before. We don't need you, but we appreciate it if you come by. And every single one of them put over Trick Williams and Ilya. And that was exactly what Paul Heyman was saying about what he would do with TNA like 12, 13 years ago.
I don't think he was envisioning a star with the magnitude and star drawing power of JD McDonagh, but yes.
Former Cruiserweight champion.
Yeah, but I feel like get into that. But let's talk. Okay, so this has me fantasy booking in overdrive. Final Testament tonight broke through to a new level, in my opinion. This Authors of Pain promo. Everybody talked in this promo, so we got to hear from all the Final Testament. Mm-hmm. They're gonna take on Fraxium. For the tag team champions, I think it's going to be make Fraxium into Fractions because Authors of Pain, I think, are going to win. But they flashed at the end of the promo, Black and Gold Never Dies. And it was just like, oh, my God, I can now I can get behind this. And I want that Secret Wars Avengers versus X-Men crossover event of old school NXT versus new NXT. I want a PLE or at least a TV PLE of a night of having the last generation or the older generation versus the newer guys in one-on-one tag team matches. Like this gives Karrion Kross and the Final Testament a purpose if he's leading that crusade.
Kind of reminds me of they had that War Games match, you know, right after NXT 2.0 started, where it was the old crew versus the new crew. But obviously, we all knew that the old crew was not going to lose. Or, I'm sorry, they were not going to win. We all kind of saw where they were going. Yeah, I can see that because just a kind of little spoiler alert. Final Testament is a group that I probably have drafted in NXT. Not to say they should be away from the main roster. I feel like that Karrion Kross is another act that kind of got dealt a bad hand. When he came back, I feel like a lot of people were like, wait, isn't that the guy with the mask and the gear and whatever? So there's still some like rehabilitation that maybe his character needs. And I feel like maybe kind of pressing the reset button, going back to NXT and having this kind of presentation, I feel like is exactly what they need.
By the way, that's the storyline. And it's a shame that they wasted the moniker, the group name, the Forgotten Sons, because if they had the guys that were the black and gold guys that could call up to the main roster that the old regime didn't know what to do with them. And now they're back to like remake their name. That is a faction. That's a storyline.
They were doing something with Corbin at first, right? They did. They had their trio with the Jackson Riker, right? And then once he got let go or whatever happened there,
we didn't talk about that.
Then they put him with Baron Corbin, right, for a little bit.
Did they? I don't have no recollection of that.
I feel like they put him with Corbin for like a week or two.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean Wesley Blake, I feel like he works backstage, right? I think he's one of the agent producers.
Is he?
I'm almost sure that he is.
Okay.
Like almost sure. And obviously, Steve Macklin is in TNA doing some cool things. Yeah. Former TNA champion.
Okay, but forget that Forgotten Sons. They're literally forgotten. Like a new one that is that abandoned generation of black and gold talent that never got their proper call up. I mean, something there.
It'd be probably the Final Testament. AOP did a couple things on the main roster, former tag team champions. Then they had the little group with Seth Rollins and Buddy Murphy. Yeah. But then
the disciple.
Yeah, and then they kind of did their obviously Karrion
Kross. Monday Night Messiah.
then they had Kross do his thing, and I feel like that'd be pretty cool to kind of see them back for a proper retribution. I know we don't
they've already ruined all the great names. You know. So Authors of Pain, though, I think are winning those tag titles.
I think so too.
But it'll be good.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So we had the NXT Underground contract signing. Shayna Baszler has been training Lola Vice. That was the big surprise.
I loved this segment.
It was fun.
I absolutely love this segment. I thought we got to see Lola Vice say some great things on the mic. I mean, she's more than just the little hip dancing that she likes to do. Natty, I thought, was phenomenal. I thought she was great on the mic and just them going back and forth. Shayna, I wasn't really surprised with Shayna coming out. I mean, who else would it have been, to be honest with you? Anybody surprised at it being Shayna? I'd like to talk to you and tell me why you were surprised, because I thought it was completely obvious. But yeah, this was fun. I thought they were just going to break it, bust it out right then and there. I thought they were going to like, screw next week. Let's just get it out, get it on right now. And they already had the setup for it.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Then we had the beach brawl match. Sol Ruka versus Blair Davenport. Sol getting the win.
There's just one word to describe. In fact, I like Big Cass. There's just one word to describe this match, and that's just fun. That's it. Just what a fun match to watch. It wasn't like a technical masterpiece. It wasn't like a brawling, you know, beach brawl, whatever. It was just a fun match.
Sol Ruka is a huge superstar.
She's good. She is so good.
Blair is, again, Blair was gifted the best gimmick storyline. She inherited like something of kayfabe NXT legend as the parking lot attacker. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why it just hasn't clicked with the audience.
She's kind of like a Dijak, where
Hard Justice, though, that's over.
I mean, nobody's questioning Blair Davenport's ability. She's main roster ready, so nobody's questioning that part of it. Obviously, she's got the the previous experience in Japan and the UK and everything, but what is she gonna do on the main roster if she gets drafted? What is she doing now? I don't know.
It's tough. Yeah. I mean, Dijak is kind of goofy. And I think the audience, I mean, even look at his Twitter game.
Yeah, his tweets are great.
Yeah, he knows that he's kind of a caricature of this ultra serious guy.
Shout out to T-Bar, right? It was T-Bar, right?
Was it T-Bar?
I don't know. Mace?
No, Mace is Mace.
Mace, yeah. T-Bar. I can't believe that was a thing. Remember, they tried so hard with it.
I mean, the former powers that be thought they were doing something edgy with their Antifa, I mean, it's pretty obvious what they thought they were doing.
I mean, and having Ali as a leader, there was just so much potential.
He was he went from hacking Mandy Rose and Otis's relationship, breaking them up, to starting an anti-establishment group. Oh my god. Okay. But yeah, this match night with Blair getting the win was really good. We went from that Baron Corbin, Alexis King. Alexis got the win. But Alexis needs to start getting some wins. But I like that Alexis is he's so mocked. Yes, he can wrestle, but I love that his character is like universally hated by everyone backstage. He's like Jonah on Veep. It's brilliant to have a character that everybody just makes fun of the way they do Alexis.
I mean, it's the beard. You can't make fun of somebody with that beard.
Do you think when he gets called up, he goes back to Brian Pillman Jr.?
Nah, I don't think so.
Okay.
I know the old regime isn't there, and the old regime was very anti the word junior. Obviously I don't think they're going to bring that back anytime soon, but yeah, I mean, I like the name Nexus. I think the name Lexus King means a lot more than having like a Brian Pillman Jr. Plus, there's always going to be the comparison. Like, what happened to Ted DiBiase Jr.?
I mean, Google it. I think he had a little tax trouble, coincidentally. I think it's a good gimmick for Lexus King. I think him getting a win is good. But what I love about his gimmick, actually, I think that's the ultimate gimmick in wrestling. And like any gimmick where you... doesn't matter if you win or lose. Maybe it's better if you lose. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe not Kurt Hawkins level, but I think if you're immune to that, like that's a beautiful thing for a talent to get. So the title match tonight was Dragunov versus Trick Williams. I mean, come on, loser leaves NXT or trick leaves NXT. Like this was a coronation and it was well done, but we knew where this was going.
You know what's so funny is they kept emphasizing like the loser leaves NXT, you know, part of it as if that's the worst thing in the world.
Yeah,
like, I think it worked out pretty good for Roman Reigns. I think it worked out pretty good for some of these other guys that have left NXT and haven't gone back.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I think it's going to be okay. Yeah, but yeah, this was his coronation. Obviously, all the buildup, him talking to his mom on the phone was great. Something that we don't really normally see, really ever. But yeah, I think this was Trick's best showing as well. I think this was his best showing. Going back to his last match with Ilya, I think this match was better than his match with Carmelo. Yeah, this was all about pretty much showcasing the new NXT champion.
Yeah, it was good. He looked wonderful. Great performance. But yeah, I was more certain of this than Cody winning a Mania. Like, this was the most obvious thing. But doesn't mean it wasn't a great match. His win was triumphant.
Yeah, predictability isn't a bad thing.
What's interesting, though, is no Carmelo showing up at the end. No tease of any of them. I think Carmelo's... Yeah, he's not going to be in NXT anymore.
No, I think he's done.
And by the way, you want to talk about what signals new era in NXT? Carmelo written off in that steel cage match last week. Dragunov out tonight. Dragunov, a nice moment with him hugging and kissing Trick after the match. Mm-hmm. Also, I thought. But we're going into Battleground. We're going into the draft and then Battleground, like... This is fresh, man. I mean, we're talking about a different NXT in 2 weeks from tonight. Is not going to be the NXT we know anymore.
I'm curious if they're going to make it like they're going to be part of the draft, like the same way that Raw and SmackDown. Like, are they going to have their own draft picks? Are they going to be able to pick from that pool?
Look how much Ava's been on TV. Look at the fact she's been showing. She was at SmackDown like, oh, I'm here scouting people for the draft.
Well, I think she was a guest of her dad's.
Okay. First off, how dare you? She's earned this herself.
Yeah.
I will not have Nepo baby talk about Ava. But I think that let's talk about this. Let's talk about our predictions for the draft. George, I want from you three NXT talents that you think are going to get called that have not previously been asked. You can't say Carmelo.
Yeah, I think Ilya and Carmelo are so predictable
that they have to automatically
be disqualified from any kind of, I think they're going to get called up. The first person I see getting called, not the first person, but one name that I think is going to get called up, I think it's going to be shocking to everybody. And based on what I saw tonight, I was totally impressed, and that's Lola Vice.
Wow.
I think they need somebody like her that has her kind of pizzazz that doesn't have the faction presence behind her. Because obviously you have some Latinas on the roster. You have, you know, Zelina Vega, Electra Lopez, and they have that LWO Legado faction with them. But I think somebody like Lola Vice can totally stand on her own. And I really, truly see her doing some great things in the near future. I think next week she's going to win against Natty. And by that time, we're going to know that she's already going to be coming up to maybe Monday Night Raw.
Okay. Who else do you think?
Another one I had, another woman, Lyra. I think Lyra Valkyria. Really? Yeah. I think it's her time. She's done. She was a great NXT women's champion. She showed that she can hang with, you know, Tiffany Stratton, Becky Lynch, and all those ladies. There's really nothing else for her to do. And it's interesting because they're treating like NXT as a third brand. I want to know your opinion as well, because I still look at NXT as a developmental brand. So I feel like when you really have nothing much else to do in NXT, then you got to come up to the main roster. You can't just flounder there just because, you know, they're still trying to build the third brand. But for the most part, I think Lyra's done her job and she's ready to come up.
Interesting. I think we're going to get on the men's and women's side. I want to get your third pick in a second, but I think we are going to get a couple of those too soon curveballs.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, oh, they just see. I don't think it's going to be Sol Ruka. I think Sol might be earmarked for that North American Women's Championship. But I'm actually going to say, I think they might surprise us all and just call up Carmen Petrovic. Mm. She can wrestle really well. Mm-hmm. Good character, good look. Stacked division. So much competition in the women's division. I could see them calling up Carmen because they're like, oh, this will, she'll play well on the main roster. Unique look, unique presence. We can get behind this. And she's still enough of a blank slate that aside from that sword, they feel that they can do something with her on the main roster that'll be fresh and new. On the men's side, if I had to say there's going to be a curveball, I think it might be OTM. Huh? Like, I think Jada will stay behind, but I could see OTM just getting called up. And but unfortunately, I think they're going to be in that. They'll have a dominant first match, but then they will be in that sort of just, you know, go nowhere feuds. But because they'll play well on the main roster.
Yeah, that's Carmen wouldn't surprise me. She's got a very unique look. I think she's got that Canadian, but also I think she's from like Hungary, or she's kind of that, maybe that Eastern European. I feel like she's from one of those places.
She talked about getting her U.S. Something. She's Canadian. But where is she from originally?
I think she's originally
Bosnia.
From, yeah.
Bosnia. Yeah. There you go.
So, I mean, I think they, you know, they haven't really had many Eastern Europeans on the main roster. But one person I do think shows that he can do something is Josh Briggs. I feel like he's got a nice physical presence about him. He can talk. He can go. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets called up this weekend.
Character reboot?
Yeah.
Little maybe Stone Cold, sort of like he's drinking beer. Just a working man who likes to throw down.
Yeah.
Getting a fight on Friday night.
Yeah, we haven't really seen any like bar fighters anytime recently. And maybe he might kind of fits the role a little bit.
Poor other guy. Whose name I forget.
Brooks Jensen.
Yes. What about, okay, so here's one that could be weird. What if Duke Hudson gets called up, but not Chase U?
Ooh. He kind of had that brief hiccup, like back when, you know, 2020 was such a weird year. Because he was out there teaming with like a Shane Thorne.
Yeah.
Right before he became, what was he? I can't remember which one he was. It wasn't Crowbar, because that's the other guy. Hey, yeah. Slapjack. He was Slapjack.
Slapjack.
Yeah. I think I was talking to Shane Thorne one time, and I think like somebody asked him, was like, what'd you think? I was like, dude, at the amount they were paying me, they can give me whatever the hell gimmick they want. Like,
yeah.
I'm a team player.
I'll give you one. So two more actually that I think could happen. I think up until tonight, I thought Roxanne, but I think with the Roxanne, they might do more of that. I think Roxanne and Trick are going to get what Dragunov and Roxanne got of just more main roster features with that championship. But I'll tell you who I think is going to be called up, and I'm worried this is going to be part of this Captain Howdy Wyatt thing. I think Joe Gacy.
Hmm.
We haven't seen Joe Gacy. Did we see him last week? We didn't see him tonight.
It's so crazy. Like whenever he's on screen with Ava, it's like, you know, you guys were in a faction together.
That's why he's secretly pulling the strings. Schism's in control of NXT.
It's interesting. My only fear with the Wyatt thing is, oh man, like obviously we all love Bo Dallas, right? We all think he's great.
Where's this going?
Former NXT champion.
There could be a big butt here.
No, it's not necessarily a butt. It's just that, you know, when Eddie passed away, we were all like, oh, cool. You know, Chavo Guerrero is going to be able to kind of carry the name, right? And he did some cool things. And I'm not, you know, Chavo's a phenomenal wrestler. You know, obviously, he's been doing some amazing things for any wrestling influence in Hollywood. But, you know, he never really was that main eventer that kind of took over that, you know, like Eddie was. And I'm just worried that people maybe might have high expectations as if like they're trying to replace Bray when I don't think that's what he's trying to do. So it's just a matter of like, I hope that people don't expect that kind of like, you know, just let it be its own thing that's honoring Bray, but also like have its own individuality as well.
I think if he keeps the mask on,
I mean, and there's the Eric Roman, the Eric Rowan rumors too.
Yeah, where... no, Rowan, I think is signed. I mean, I thought that was pretty apparent. And so I think you got Rowan, Bo, Alexa.
Yeah.
Three right there. I don't think they're going to put Braun.
Yeah. He's too
kind
of past it.
Yeah. But you get Gacy. This is what I worry. You want to see, this is going to be the clip when they talk in 20 years about like how, like the, you know, something failed. It's going to be the, like, and now we're introducing, you know, the last disciple of Bray Wyatt, and Joe Gacy comes out looking all crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, that's going to be in the highlight reel of like how this failed.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, where do you go? Like, how do you, and again, people need to realize about pro wrestling is like, just because you don't win a world championship doesn't mean you're not successful. Sure. So it shouldn't necessarily be like, oh, they're going to push Bo Dallas to the main event or that to fill that wide.
It doesn't have to be. Not about that.
Yeah. It just, you know, go out there, have some fun. Like I said, Bo Dallas, former NXT champion. So we know that he's got great wrestling ability. I think it's just going to be a fun, great way to kind of carry on that legacy.
Dexter Lumis. Oh, I like that idea.
I want to see Dexter and Indy kind of do some stuff together. I don't know. I think that's probably the best wedding, the wedding in pro wrestling.
Yeah, no, that was great. I mean, that was the finale of NXT Black and Gold.
When Dexter came back, that's one of my favorite moments, like, ever in pro wrestling.
That was wonderful.
After getting released, and he came back and he was under the ring, and yeah, I want them to. I mean, again, it's one of those things where, like, just because they're married and they never acknowledge in any way that they're not married.
I should use that air quote when talking about life. Just because we're married,
yeah, just because we're married, because, you know, they never imply that they're not married anymore. This just goes to show, like, they don't always have to be involved in a storyline together. You know, we don't always see Seth and Becky in a storyline together, and it should be no difference when Dexter and Indy. You know, she's doing her thing, he's doing his thing. You know, doesn't have to be so complicated, but I'd like some kind of just small reference here and there about, like, oh, hey, how's Dexter doing? Oh, Dexy's doing great. That's it. That's all I want to hear.
I'm Dexter Lumis. I'm not picking up the phone right now. They're calling me.
What is, like, he doing? I know he was on that. Was he like on Reno 911 or one of those shows?
Oh, was he?
He did something with no, it wasn't that. It wasn't Reno 911. It was the Super Trooper guys. I think they have some other show.
Tacoma FD.
Yeah. Tacoma FD.
Okay. So let's talk now about who gets called back to NXT. Give me three main roster names.
I'm going to go with Final Testament.
Well, okay. No Final Testament. And no Natalya, because she's basically on the NXT roster. Natalya's on every roster at this point.
That's so tough, because, like, if this was like a year ago, I would have said Apollo Crews, but considering the fact that he was in NXT a year ago, he got called up. You know, I'm not going to put him all the way back. Maybe someone like an Omos. I feel like Omos would be a good presence to have heading into the CW, where you have that. Maybe he can be a gentle giant or he can be a killer giant. But either way, I think they need someone just with the presence of an Omos on TV on a regular basis. He's not on Raw or SmackDown, so put him back in NXT.
Yeah, it's interesting to think about this idea, because I think it's more exciting when someone that's currently on TV comes back, but the problem is that tends to not happen. I mean, like, I think Mi Chin would be great. Man, like, she wrestles so well and just constantly gets jobbed out on SmackDown. She's really good. So I would love to see her get like a soft reboot of some sort.
I'm going to go with another easy out, because I think he belongs on TV on a regular basis, at least until his partner returns, and that's Ivar. I love that. I cannot wait to that match with him and Oba Femi next week, but I wouldn't mind seeing Ivar win that North American Championship and stick around in NXT for a little bit longer. At least until his partner comes back.
Cameron Grimes is still on the Superstars page. They haven't removed him from WWE's website yet. Yeah. Oh my God. Is this like another Drake Maverick work?
I thought that earlier today too.
I'm still, of all the pandemic weirdness that happened, that one still angers me. Because, like, was it work all along? Mm-hmm. Or did they see the support and then say, oh, no, let's make this a storyline? He's wrestling to keep his job.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Look, if people look at the Instagram comments below or Twitter comments, it's all like just pure support. I mean, he was a very beloved guy. Yes. And again, it's one of those things where I wish people would show this kind of support, and not from the wrestlers, but from the fans, when they were on the main roster. Like, where's the, you know, bring in Cameron Grimes hashtag, right? Like, maybe if they would have saw a little bit more of that, they would have inclined to maybe put him on TV a little bit more. When was the last time we saw him on TV? Didn't he just...
He just lost to Bron Breakker.
Yeah, there we go. It's like 2 weeks ago, right? Like 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Okay. What about Carmella comes back to NXT to win the championship she never got?
Oh, that's awesome. That'd be awesome. I mean, is she like training again, or is she?
I don't know. She's on the roster page.
Yeah. Even like Alexa Bliss. I mean, I don't know. I guess it depends on where these people live. I'm assuming Carmella lives in Pittsburgh. No idea about Alexa. I would think she lives in LA because I know Ryan Cabrera. I don't know if he lives in LA, but I would see him in LA a lot back in the day. But yeah, I guess it just depends. But again, maybe flying out to Orlando once every 2 weeks, maybe it might be pretty easy for them. So it wouldn't surprise me if we see Alexa or Carmella back on NXT to, like you said, win a championship that they never won.
Yeah, something a little different. I'm seeing who else. I'm trying to think like the non-obvious ones. The problem is a lot of times it's people that literally just got called up. And it's not going so well, so they just go back to NXT, and it doesn't really mean anything.
Maybe like a Nikki Cross.
See, that's. Do you think that's surprising enough, though? I mean, Apollo was like, at one point, I think it's got to be someone. I mean, Nikki had some pull behind her. I think you want it to really mean something, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it can't just be Kayden and Katana coming back to NXT, because most people aren't even aware that they left NXT.
they were in the battle royal yesterday.
Yeah just looking at this.
Yeah, I'd have Ivar come back with Valhalla. I think Valhalla is great. I think she's phenomenal. I wouldn't mind seeing like where's Wendy Chu been up to.
Is she injured?
Yeah, but it's been, how long has it been?
I don't know. Maybe her Nikita and Cora Jade are hanging out.
Yeah, maybe. I know Wesley should be back in a couple months, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
One call up I wouldn't be surprised to see is Gallus.
Really?
Yeah. Like what? They're not doing anything on NXT, and it's Triple H teams are like factions of three. So maybe kind of throw them in the mix, going up against who knows LWO or New Day.
Yo. Okay, the
especially WWE. Especially now that it looks like Imperium is no longer a threesome. They need a new European team to kind of replace that.
Okay, the WWE website is wild. I'm looking at the roster page. Look at this. Current website.
Script, he still got the mask.
Still got the mask. Like, what is going on with this website?
Somebody's, looks like there's a job opening, apparently.
I mean, Shane McMahon. Oh, Shane McMahon should go to NXT. That would be shocking.
Brock Lesnar going to NXT would be shocking.
Yeah, but Shane O'Mac, he's like, oh, you guys got the... Okay, Stevie Turner's on here still, which is good. Love Stevie Turner. Underutilized. Yeah. Titus is still on the roster.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, this is interesting.
Trish Stratus. Hall of Famer.
Valentina Ferraz, I feel like it's been a minute since we've seen her. This is weird, man.
I liked that team with her and Yulisa Leon.
Yeah.
I don't know why she got released, but it always puzzles me when they release or they break up a team, but they don't have really any plans for, like when the Iconics got broken up. Like they broke them up, but yet you break up them to put Peyton Royce in a team with Lacey Evans. And to put Billie Kay in a team with Carmella, even though I thought Billie Kay was amazing in that role with her resume passing out. But like, why do you break him up just to put him with another team? Like, just keep him as a team.
Yeah, it's odd.
But then again, that's the old regime, so who knows?
Yeah, it's a little unpredictable right now. You know, what we could get, what could happen.
I do feel like there's going to be a lot to talk about next Tuesday.
Yeah, it's exciting. But no, I mean, Beth Phoenix is still here on the roster page.
She was last around like a year ago, I know, but like that was it, right? Where she did that I Quit match with Edge and Judgment Day, and then Edge had to say I Quit because they were gonna bash her head in.
Yeah, I think they'll do. You know, I think there'll be some short-term cameos and appearances. Cameron Grimes is still on the roster page. No one's updated this today. What I mean, again, maybe we're just being worked by all this. Yeah, I don't know. Now I'm very confused. Very confused by what's going on and what could happen. It's exciting though.
Well, I think wasn't the whole situation with Drake Maverick was that they announced that Cruiserweight tournament that he was in, and then he got released. And it's like, wait, you know he's in the tournament that we just announced, right?
But here's one thing I know. I've been working in broadcast media in some form for like over 30 years now. If you've been let go, they're not putting you on the air. You know, like there are epic stories about DJs who were being let go and said, oh, I'm just going to do one last show just to say goodbye to everyone. It never goes well. Hmm. Just the risk of that. They wouldn't do that, you know? So the fact they were going to put him on TV, and you know what it was about that promo? The tears, the sentiment, it all seemed so heartfelt. But when he said, so everybody, watch this one last match. That's when I was like, oh, it's a work.
So you're saying he never got released?
I don't know, man. Go back and watch that promo. Everything up until the end felt genuine. And then it felt like, I don't know. Like, would WWE really do that? Really do the like, oh, you're fired. Oh, but you did so well. You can win your career. You can win your job back. Like,
well, it's like, remember when Rhino got released, but then he still showed up to do the ECW one night stand.
Yeah. But that was just a per appearance. I don't know.
Cause they're still getting paid for 90 days, right?
They are. It's just weird. That's all I'm saying. It's just weird. It's a little strange. Oh, Josh Briggs has a Green Lantern tattoo. That's cool. But yes, I think we will see. I mean, I can see Pretty Deadly coming back to NXT for a bit, although they've been using them for everything except wrestling on the main roster. I would love to see you
talk about theme song. That's one of my, that's up there with Billy and Chuck's theme song is one of my favorites.
Yeah. It is quite good. What about MVP? I'm going to predict MVP comes to NXT.
Oh yeah. He's going to come with Omos.
That would be good.
I'll tell you, we're going to see some serious star power in the summertime, especially for that the CW stuff. So I really think we're going to see Omos on a regular basis. I wouldn't even be surprised if Omos is the one to dethrone Trick Williams.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's wow. Okay. Interesting.
Calling it right now.
Omos is going to dethrone Trick Williams for the NXT Championship.
And do you think it's weird that they say whoop that trick?
There's a comma. Like
I thought so. Because it's just so like, you know, his name's Trick, right?
Yeah, but so when everyone says the whoop that trick, they're like, whoop that. You got to be the guy chanting, comma. Comma.
Or you know, just comma. Pausing. Whoop that trick. Whoop that trick.
Make a point like, whoop that trick.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could figure it out. We just need a little punctuation.
Omos with MVP. I think that's going to be great. I mean, if that happens, that'd be phenomenal. He's Nigerian, right? I want to say he's Nigerian.
Let's see.
Is Obafemi Nigerian as well?
I don't keep track of all this. You know what? yes, he is. What you should get, George, is you should have a big map of the world. And like Street Fighter, you should put little photos of the headshot of everyone next to their country.
Yeah. Hey, Obafemi's real name is Isaac.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know why. That's such like a, oh, Isaac, that's a good name. Do you think they call him Isaac or do they call him Oba? What's up, Oba? How does he introduce himself? As Oba or is that Isaac?
I think you use your shoot name. Although, you know, I met CM Punk backstage at StarCast a couple years ago. He said, "Hi, I'm Phil."
No, it depends. Like, there are so many people that I'm like, wait, that's not the real name. Like, Tito Santana's real name is like Merced.
Not a bad name.
Yeah. But it's just like, huh, I never would have thought his real name's not Tito Santana. Then again, I thought Ivan Koloff was Russian until like 3 years ago, to be honest with you.
I get you.
I didn't know. I thought Abdullah Butcher was really from the Sudan. No idea. He's just like some guy from Georgia.
Hmm. Interesting.
Still real to me, damn it.
Well, folks, on that note, George is at G Hermosa. I'm at Glenn Rubenstein. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. I'm out Friday, out Tuesday. I'm going to miss.
No, no.
Draft. I know. Well, I'm traveling.
Who am I doing NXT show? And I'm probably doing it. Yeah.
Maybe just you alone. I had to do that once. It was super weird.
Really? Yeah. Oh my God. I've done it before. And not only that, when I was at AfterBuzz TV, I did it in Spanish. And my Spanish is like 60%-ish. Oh my God. Talk about the longest hour of my life.
Well, that's exciting.
So we'll see. If I have to do it next week. No, I think I know who's doing it with me next week.
Okay. So. Cool. Sounds good. Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. Catch you back here next time on the Wrestling Inc. podcast. Take care.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.